But the world will not be convicted until we have built under God those pilot communities which are known to us as Zion. Until the ark of safety is prepared, what is the use of preaching the gospel? Where would the people go to escape the judgments which are to come? And this is what Noah did in his day. He prepared the ark in which he condemned the world and gathered into it everything that would be necessary to restore to the earth the same frame that it had before the flood. And he appeared also on the third day of March in 1836 in Kirtland Temple. Time would fail me to tell of the experiences which I have heard, in which the church from above has been involved in its ministry with the church below. And always, brethren, we should go out with the consciousness that we do not worship a cunningly devised fable, that God is the God of the living, not the dead, and that he's the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. And that there are an innumerable company of those who have gone on before, who are reserved until the day of righteousness shall come, a day that was sought for by all holy men of old, and they found it not because of wickedness, but obtained a promise that they should see it and enter into it. Have you obtained that promise? It's there for you, you know. Something given to you indubitably by our Heavenly Father, in such fashion that you should know it, and that God should know it, and that you should know God knows it. For revelation is an event in the life of God as well as an event in the life of man. And when the day comes that we shall return to him in his kingdom, perchance, under his grace, we can look into his lovely face and fall at his feet and worship him.